Welcome to Zichu Dasi Mani Mamra by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, the third parak HaKomets Rabbah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said, "B'mezuzah holach acher heker tzir." Regarding the laws of mezuzah, follow the indication of the pivot. Rabat explained that this refers to the hole in the ground in which the pin of the door is inserted, on which the door turns. The Gemara illustrates when we follow this indicator. Kegom pischa de ben tre bate, in the case of an entrance between two houses, ben be gavri le ben noshe, between the men's house and the woman's house. Rashi explains that someone divided his home in two, one side for men visiting his house, and the other for the women of the house to conduct their activities privately, and a doorway opened from one to the other. Since the mezuzah must be placed on the right side of the entrance, we must determine which direction is the entry. Here, Shmuel ruled that whichever room the pivot is in is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side for entering that room. Point number two, Shmuel said, "Mitzvah hanicha betchilo shlisha elyon." It's a mitzvah to place a mezuzah at the beginning of the upper third of the doorpost, meaning just above two-thirds of the doorpost height. Rav Huna says one must raise it above a tefach from the ground and distance it a tefach from the beam over the door, and the rest of the entrance is fit for the mezuzah. And a brisa, Rav Yehuda says exactly like Rav Huna, and Rav Yossi says ukshartam, and you shall bind them. Tefillin is written near uksavtam, and you shall write them the mezuzahs to teach makshir begova, just as binding the tefillin shorosh is at the top of one's head. Afksiva begova, so too is the writing the mezuzah placed at the top of the doorpost. Since Rabbi Yossi seems to hold the mezuzah is placed at the very top, the Gemara answers that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, and his statement was regarding harchika, distancing it from the upper beam, teaching that one should not distance it from the upper beam more than a third, but it can be higher. And point number three, Rava said, "Mitzvah hanicha betefach asamach rishus harabim." It's a mitzvah to place a mezuzah within the tefach closest to rishus harabim. The rabbis explained, "Kadei sheyifka b'mitzvah miyad," so that he should encounter the mitzvah immediately as he enters the doorway. Rav Chanina of Surah explains, "Ki heka desintere," so that the mezuzah will guard the house from mezikin from the very beginning of the entranceway. Rav Chanina said, "Bo rei shlo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam." Come and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trait is not like a flesh and blood king's trait. Regarding a basar v'dam, melch yoshev mimifnim, v'am shamrim osam mechutz, the king sits inside his palace and his subjects guard him from outside. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Rather, avad of yoshim mimifnim, v'hum shamrim mechutz, his servants sit inside their homes and he guards them from outside. As the pasuk says, Hashem shmarecha, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Hashem is your guardian, Hashem is your shade at your right hand. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Shmuel said, "B'mezuzah holach acher heker tzir." Regarding the laws of mezuzah, follow the indication of the pivot. Rabat explained that this refers to the hole in the ground in which the pin of the door is inserted, on which the door turns. The Gemara illustrates when we follow this indicator. Kegom pischa de ben tre bate, in the case of an entrance between two houses, ben be gavri le ben noshe, between the men's house and the woman's house. Rashi explains that someone divided his home in two, one side for men visiting his house and the other for the women of the house to conduct their activities privately, and a doorway opened from one to the other. Since the mezuzah must be placed on the right side of the entrance, we must determine which direction is the entry. Here, Shmuel ruled that whichever room the pivot is in is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side for entering that room. Point number two, Shmuel said, "Mitzvah hanicha betchilo shlisha elyon." It's a mitzvah to place a mezuzah at the beginning of the upper third of the doorpost, meaning just above two-thirds of the doorpost height. Rav Huna says one must raise it above a tefach from the ground and distance it a tefach from the beam over the door, and the rest of the entrance is fit for the mezuzah. And a brisa, Rav Yehuda says exactly like Rav Huna, and Rav Yossi says ukshartam, and you shall bind them. Tefillin is written near uksavtam, and you shall write them the mezuzahs to teach makshir begova, just as binding the tefillin shorosh is at the top of one's head. Afksiva begova, so too is the writing the mezuzah placed at the top of the doorpost. Since Rabbi Yossi seems to hold the mezuzah is placed at the very top, the Gemara answers that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, and his statement was regarding harchika, distancing it from the upper beam, teaching that one should not distance it from the upper beam more than a third, but it can be higher. And point number three, Rava said, "Mitzvah hanicha betefach asamach rishus harabim." It's a mitzvah to place a mezuzah within the tefach closest to rishus harabim. The rabbis explained, "Kadei sheyifka b'mitzvah miyad," so that he should encounter the mitzvah immediately as he enters the doorway. Rav Chanina of Surah explains, "Ki heka desintere," so that the mezuzah will guard the house from mezikin from the very beginning of the entranceway. Rabbi Chanina said, Bo rei shuol k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Come and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trait is not like a flesh and blood king's trait. Regarding a basar v'dam, melch yoshev m'bifnim, ba'am shamrim osam b'chutz, the king sits inside his palace and his subjects guard him from outside. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Rather, avad of Yoshim b'mifnim, b'hum shamrim b'chutz, his servants sit inside their homes, and he guards them from outside. As the Pasuk says, Hashem shmarecha, Hashem tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Hashem is your guardian, Hashem is your shade at your right hand. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Gimon. Our standard Siman relates to a leg, and we use a peg-legged pirate to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance to the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door. When he realized the reason for putting it near the outside of the door is to show that Hashem is guarding them, and promptly did tshuva. Once again, slow motion. The peg-legged pirate, that must have been wrong, Daf. Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout, which reminds us that we learned that we use Hecker Tzir, the indication of the pivot, to determine the direction of a doorway. Shmuel ruled that whichever room the pivot is in is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side for entering that room. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the proper height for placing a mezuzah. So the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door. When he realized the reason for putting it near the outside of the door is to show that Hashem is guarding them, and promptly did tshuva, which reminds us that we learned that we place the mezuzah near the reshus of Rabim because Hashem guards his servants from outside. So once again, the peg-legged pirate who instructed his men to go after Hecker Tzir for the door in the middle of the hideout was measuring the entrance of the hideout to put a mezuzah on the top third of the door. When he realized the reason for putting it near the outside of the door is to show that Hashem is guarding them, and promptly did tshuva. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Chav Tes, so the simon Daf Chav Tes is a kot. So here goes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot. Cot? That must be Mumran Daf Chavtes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deficiencies of a single letter in a mezuzah or tefillin, which are ma'akiv, and asking a child who is neither clever, who would figure out the correct reading, nor foolish, who can only read perfectly written letters, to discern if the letter is missing a part. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tugging on the letters, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he was tying tugging to the osios in the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him in the future Rabbi Akiva. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tugging on the letters and about Tshuva climbing into the break in the hay that was used to create Olam Hazeh, which reminds us that we learned that the two worlds were created with a yud and a hay, and we learned the reason for the hay's design, the left leg of the hay suspended, so that if one returns in Tshuva, they can bring him back through the opening. Daf Lamed, so the Simran Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Malamed, that must be on Daf Lamed. The Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasa Sefer Torah, celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the schus of one who purchases or writes or merely corrects a Sefer Torah. Rav Shesha says if he corrected even one single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in a market, Malav Akasim Kivu Ksavu, the Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last Epsukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasa Sefer Torah, celebrated by the man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out about what to do when it was discovered that Hashem Hashem was skipped, which reminds us, a brisa discusses Hatoa B'Shem, one who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions about what he should do. Daf Lamed Aleph, so the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be Ramadav, Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge had the mezuzah contest who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an amah aretz so he could take meisim midrabban from it for his chulin snack, which some tevel fell into, which reminds us, Gemara discusses taking meisim for tevel mixed into chulin using produce from an amah aretz or an akum. So the judge at the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an amah aretz, so he could take meisim midrabban from it for his chulin snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shear was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a mezuzah's lines which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail. So the judge of the mezuzah contest, who sent his clerk to go buy some produce from an amah aretz so he could take meisim midrabban from it for his chulin snack, which some tevel fell into, ruled that the mezuzah written like a shira was kosher, but the ones like a tent or a tail are pasul, and amah aretz must always be written alone on the last line for a long life. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the placement of amah aretz on the last line of a mezuzah. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in the Sophist lab, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the partios of a mezuzah are written psuchos or stumos. So the mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a sirtut feature to detect that the mezuzah has sirtut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, which reminds us the Gemara discusses sirtut for tefillin and mezuzah. So the mad scientist in the Sophist lab working on a machine to detect if the spacing in a mezuzah was a stuma and not a psucha, and trying to add a sirtut feature to detect that the mezuzah has sirtut, which would not be relevant for tefillin, jumped up when he realized there was a sefer Torah on the bench he was sitting on, which reminds us, Rav Chelpo says he saw Rav Huna going to sit down on a bed which had a sefer Torah on it, and he first overturned a jug and placed the sefer Torah onto it, and only then sat on the bed. He holds asaleshev al gabimita shesefer Torah munochoa. It's forbidden to sit on a bed on which the sefer Torah is resting. This disagrees with Rabba Barbar Chana, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting sitting on a bed with the sefer Torah resting on it. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss? What is ma'akev in the menorah when it's made out of gold versus when it's made from other materials? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that the two worlds were created with the yud and the hay, and the reason for the hay's design? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn about placing the mezuzah near Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards his servants from outside? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff does the Gemara discuss a mezuzah's lines which were written like a shira, a kuba, a tent, or a zanav, a tail? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss sirtut for tefillin and mezuzah? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss whether the partios of a mezuzah are written psuchos or stumos? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn the proper height for placing a mezuzah? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn about Moshe Rabbeinu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he was tying tagging to the letters and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing him Rabbi Akiva? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn to use Hecker Tzir to determine the direction of a doorway? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which stuff discusses taking Meisur for Tevel mixed into Chulin using produce from either an Amah Aretz or an Akum? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.